Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, September 20th, 2006. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. We share these messages each weekday morning from our home office here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Today's message is titled, The Encouragement of the Scriptures, with the main portion of Scripture being read from Romans 15, verse 4.
For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through endurance and the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope.
One of the greatest joys in ministry is staying connected and observing the Lord's continuing work in the lives of those I have associated with as a pastor and friend. As a Bible teacher, I'm so gratified to hear reports such as, "You really taught us the Bible." In fact, I just heard it several days ago. Any pastor or Bible teacher reading this surely knows what I mean. It's one of the most meaningful affirmations of ministry we receive, along with sentiments such as, "You really are an example of what a Christian should be," or, "You really show love and care." The Apostle John stated, "I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth." In this context, John is not speaking of his biological children, although that is also true, but his spiritual children, those he had taught and ministered to.
But undoubtedly, some of you reading this message or hearing it through this podcast are discouraged. So may this brief word of exposition of the daily text bring you encouragement today. For many years, we've used this verse as a sub-theme of our ministry and have placed it on the masthead of the website.
Let's break the verse down phrase by phrase. Everything that was written in the past. Paul here acknowledges the truth of what he later expounded on to Timothy when he wrote, "All Scripture is inspired by God." The phrase, "everything," in the earlier portion is what I'm highlighting. We can be assured that the divine editor has provided in his word all we need, and we should diligently seek the Bible in its entirety for his teaching. If we faithfully study, we find that even the harder passages, where the meaning and value are not as apparent, are rich with truth. Often, life's experiences will bring added meaning and understanding to these difficult passages over one's lifetime.
The next portion says, was written to teach us. The purpose of that which was written in Holy Scripture is that we might be taught. Significantly, Jesus' followers are called disciples. In the Greek, the word methetes, which primarily means a learner. The Great Commission was and is to make disciples. Are you learning today? Are you growing in Christ? Specifically, can you remember the central truths your pastor shared in his last sermon? What about the word you read this morning? The word of God is always an effective teacher, but we have a responsibility as learners. Most learning takes place by constant exposure, experience, and familiarity.
The next phrase is, so that through endurance. This is a truth that grips my heart. A quality so lacking in our world is endurance. The very rich Greek word that is used here, hupomone, conveys to undergo, bear trials, have fortitude, persevere, abide. In our world of vacillation and instability, we need maturing followers of Christ demonstrating the character quality of endurance. By God's grace, let us demonstrate it today.
And the last part of it says, and the encouragement of the Scriptures. God's word applied to our lives develops this endurance and richly encourages us. Feed on it today, all day. Hide it in your heart. Memorize it. Sing the Scriptures.
Well, it really wasn't the last phrase. The last phrase here is, we might have hope. Do you need hope today? Sure you do. We all do. But sometimes we do so more acutely than others. Hear from the Scripture and be encouraged. Romans 5, verse 5 says, and hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom He has given us.
Let's pray together. Jesus, I'm so thankful for the hope you give us that is far more than just wishful thinking. It is based upon the unshakable foundation of the inspired Word of God. It is through the enduring Word that we find encouragement and needed strength to stand firm during the times of testing and when others scoff or try to revise your instruction for our lives. My hope is in the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Brooksine, for sharing that. We had an experience this morning we often have in our 30 years of marriage where I'm singing a song and I may walk upstairs and Brooksine's singing the same song. Today it was a song based upon Philippians 3, verse 10, knowing you, Jesus. And we find it interesting filling our home and lives with the Word of God, how often that happens. Well, we have a phone ringing there, and it's good it didn't ring in the middle of the message. This is a very live ministry, and I'm not going to record all this over or try to fix it. Brooksine just ran out to take the call. Our ministry is on the web at dailyencouragement.net. That's just www.dailyencouragement.net. There is an interesting feature to today's posting. If you'd like to read it on the web or scroll back to the previous message for the Wednesday the 20th, and that is I prepared a Daily Encouragement Net Bible Knowledge Test, actually using survey software, but I tried to adapt it to be used as testing software. There's no requirement, no way you can give your name, so this is not in any way to embarrass or test in a specific individual way, but rather, well, I'll just let you read the introduction on the page. And I sort of enjoy tests. They often encourage me. And I think for those of you that have read the Word and studied and been exposed to the Word for many years, that will encourage you. And hopefully those of you that are newer in the faith, it might just encourage you as well to just keep on studying. You've got a lot to go. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful to Christ and be encouraged.